Scripture reading, Job chapter 3, verses 1 through 5a, and chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. He said, "May the day of my birth perish, and the night that said, 'A boy is conceived.' That day may it turn to darkness. May God above not care about it. May no light shine on it. May gloom and utter darkness claim it once more. If only my anguish could be weighed and all my misery be placed on the scales, it would surely outweigh the sands of the seas. No wonder my words have been impetuous. The arrows of the Almighty are in me. My spirit drinks in their poison. God's terrors are marshaled against me." Devotional. Job was one of the richest men in the world in his day. In contemporary terms, his assets would have included a fleet of Rolls Royces, private airplanes, yachts, thriving global companies, and significant real estate holdings. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. Job chapter 1, verse 3. After a series of natural disasters, however, something unthinkable happens. Job is reduced to poverty, and his 10 children are killed in a terrible natural disaster. When he attempts to get on his feet, he is infected with sore boils from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. Physically, it looks like he is about to die at any moment. His wife's compassionate counsel? Curse God and die. Job chapter 2, verse 9. Job finds himself alone, isolated, and living outside the city walls in the garbage dump. As the text indicates, Job is very angry, but there is a lesson for us even in Job's anger. Here is how author Philip Yancey describes it. One bold message in the book of Job is that you can say anything to God. Throw at him your grief, your anger, your doubt, your bitterness, your betrayal, your disappointment. He can absorb them all. As often as not, spiritual giants of the Bible are shown contending with God. They prefer to go away limping like Jacob, rather than to shut God out. In this respect, the Bible prefigures a tenet of modern psychology. You can't really deny your feelings or make them disappear, so you might as well express them. God can deal with every human response save one. He cannot abide the response I fall back on instinctively, an attempt to ignore him or treat him as though he does not exist. That response never once occurred to Job. In the same way, God invites us to feel our emotions, experiencing them without self-condemnation and exploring them in his loving presence. Question to consider. In what ways do you tend to suppress or deny difficult emotions, anger, sadness, fear, rather than admit them to yourself and God? Prayer. Father, the idea of being emotionally transparent with you, especially when my emotions are raw, is very difficult. In fact, it almost seems disrespectful. Thank you, Lord, that you love all of me, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that your love is without conditions. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.